We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good morning, Larry. How are you doing today?
I'm good. So Joanna said, what's a forensic psychologist? So she looked it up, but I'm curious how you view yourself.
Well, first and foremost, I'm a clinical psychologist, and I'm trained to work with the court system, and I do work with serial killers, serial rapists, as well as work with child custody issues and things like that with divorces. And
so. That's intense, and I will tell Joanna, over the years that we've had you on the show, you do have a great sense of humor. I would imagine a sense of humor is so important in no matter what you do to keep a balance, correct?
Absolutely. And, you know, and unfortunately, a lot of the people that I work with and maybe across the aisle with in the courtroom don't tend to have that sense of humor. And I think it's a detriment to a lot of people.
Right. And the partisan politics happening right now, there's a lot of angry sentiment out there. I mean, just I literally have to stay away from social media because it's depressing. And the question that we want to dive into with you is, how is this atmosphere right now? You know, this is, we're entering a historic day tomorrow, 12/12, right?
Right.
In historic times, the third possible impeachment happening now. How is this impacting the psyche?
Well, I think it's very toxic for everybody involved. I think you hit on a key thing that social media, you know, if you sit back and listen the day after the election with Donald Trump, the day afterwards, some of the leaders in the Democratic Party are saying, well, we're going to impeach him. And they had nothing at that point. And the question is, do they still have nothing or do they actually have something? And regardless of whether, you know, we think he does or does not deserve to be impeached, we have this bipartisan political split, and it's a political divide, and social media has had a significant impact on this. I mean, we don't have a 24-hour news cycle anymore. We've got a 15 to 20-minute news cycle because of how social media works. I mean, we used to be subscription-based news media, you know, newspapers. You had a subscription. You knew you were going to sell so many papers every month, and you had a set amount of income to work with. And now they get click-throughs, and that's how they generate their income and revenue.
It's totally changed. So, but I mean, I think for me, Dr. John, can I call you Dr. John? Does that work?
Sure.
Dr. John. I think the audience.
I don't play jazz.
Yeah, Dr. John, I remember him.
I think the audience wants to know your take, and at least I do. You watch the news. You're on social media. You're listening to President Trump. You're hearing him. What do you think his psychological state is right now? I mean, would you diagnose him?
Wow.
Well, there's a couple things going on. After Watergate, and you're going, why is he saying this? Because there's actually laws in place that keep someone like me from actually giving a diagnosis or projecting the diagnosis on someone in office. So any mental health professional, physician, psychiatrist, psychologist who goes and does that, they are risking actual, you know,
legal action.
Legal action.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
I can't do that. I can't give you a diagnosis.
Okay. Well, can you tell us, you know what? You can say no. It's totally fine. But are there any particular red flags or alarms that, you know, the public should pay attention to, you know, as we try to protect our own psyche? Go ahead.
For us, yes. And you need to watch out. If you find yourself immediately turning to some emotional state when you, you know, if you buy into all this stuff just by saying a name, you know, Pelosi, Trump, Schiff, any of these things could cause an emotional reaction from you. That's a red flag. If all of a sudden you're just angry or happy or whatever, that's a red flag that you need to watch out for. My recommendation at that point is you need to kind of decontaminate yourself. And the best way to do that is to take basically a 1 week holiday off social media. And then after that, schedule 1 day a week where there's no social media on that day. And there's little apps you can get for your kids to control their phones and how much data stream they get and things like that. It's the simplest way to do it. You just put one on your phone and set it up, and it gives you time to decompress. And, you know, we need to not be in that sort of stimulus response mode where the minute somebody mentions a name like that, you immediately become emotional. Mm-hmm. And that is actually playing into that data stream I was talking about, those news cycles. That's what they want, because they want you to get upset and click on that leading bullet point. Yep. They don't really care if you read the article. They just want you to click on that bullet point. And clicking on that gives them income. And they know anger.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, I think from an audience perspective, if you're on social media or even listening to the news, and just be aware for that, what they call clickbait.
Yeah. And
educate yourself.
We don't know where it's coming from. It could be coming from robots on the internet too.
Yeah.
It's stories generated. I mean, that's real. Well, we got to get you back, Doc. We appreciate your time as always. It is, I want to point out, it is not illegal for Joanna and I to analyze you.
No, it is not.
It's
it
coming.
Is not
it's coming.
Dr. John Huber, chairman of Mainstream Mental Health. Always good to hear from you. Thank you.
Thank you. And have an amazing, just an amazing morning.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.